أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا صدق الله العظيم. After speaking about the tremendous and great ni'mats that Allah تبارك وتعالى has in store for the abrar, Allah سبحانه وتعالى now addresses our Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzila." O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, certainly we have revealed upon you the Qur'an tanzila in gradual revelations. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, over the period of 23 years plus minus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this kitab, this Qur'an, this kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in piecemeal, as and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired. لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. One reason Allah ta'ala gives is that your heart will become firm upon this revelation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down upon you, and obviously as and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired. When this Qur'an had been revealed to you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ, then remain firm, be tolerant, be patient, be persevering, لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ, on the order of your Rabb. Or, according to some translators, فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ is make sabr and wait for the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As and when necessary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address you with regards to the different commandments that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send down. In initial stages in Makkah Mukarramah, as an example, the command of Allah was make sabr, fa'afu anhum, forgive them, seek forgiveness also for them, overlook it. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command had come down that now you will strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you wait and you be patient with regards to the hukam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hukam will come down, the commands will come down in piecemeal. وَلَا تُطِعَ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. And do not obey any one of them, sinners or disbelievers. Now here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best of all hearts that Allah would have given to any human being. If one had to have the opportunity of examining all the hearts of all of mankind, then one would have found that 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam would have had the best of hearts. And then from that 124,000 Anbiya, undoubtedly one would have found that the heart of our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the best and most profound. So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and saying to him that he should not be obedient to the disbelievers, he should not be obedient to the sinners? It is not within our capacity to even think about the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been obedient to them. One is this, that the address is direct to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, this address is for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was more especially at the time when they decided now that they cannot stop Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from giving this da'wat of Islam. They cannot stem the tide of the growth of Islam. So now they resorted to bribing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different ways, that we will give you all the wealth of Makkah, we will make you the king or the leader of Makkah, we will give you the best women of Makkah, etc. And in this way, they tried to bribe Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us as an ummah that the world around us will put a lot of things of this dunya in front of us. And they would make it seem as though those are the only options we have as an ummah. But وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. You have wahi that has come down from Allah. You have Quran that has come down from Allah. And on the other hand, you have these attractions. You have the attractions of Jannat, and you have the attractions of this material world. وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكَرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And one way where you're going to remain firm on the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you are going to remain firm on this Quran, is remember the name of your Rabb. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That will keep you firm on the revelation and the wahi that comes down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama have written that the Quran Sharif itself is a hidayat, it is a means of hidayat. Dhikrullah is also a means of hidayat. The difference between the hidayat of the Quran, the words of Allah, the kalamullah, and dhikrullah is this, that the kalamullah takes long before it sits into the heart. But when it sits into the heart, then that hidayat also remains very long. Dhikrullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such in its nature that very quickly it will take a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the effects also are also very short-lived. In other words, persistency will create that long-living effects of dhikrullah. Bukratan wa asila, make the dhikr of Allah morning and evening. In other words, at all times, continuously remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa min al-layli fasjud lahu, and at night, make the sajda to Allah. In other words, stand up in namaz, perform the tahajjud salat, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that salat. وَسَبِّحُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا, and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala night long, or for the long nights that you get up, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Allah, celebrate the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The truth of it is, إِنَّ هَا أُولَاءِ يُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَ, that those people, they desire, they love al-ajila, they love hastiness, and that refers to this material world. They want to see the instant results of everything, that it must happen now. وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا, and as a result, they have left behind them the very heavy day, and that is the day of Qiyamah. They have forgotten it. It is not quite possible that a person will have the desire of this world, and when that desire of this world overpowers a person, he will have the desire of akhirat also. That is not possible. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows very clearly now that I have shown you all these ni'mats of mine in Jannat. So turn towards the akhirat and have the desire of akhirat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.